Abduction by Peg Carrot, narrated by Rebecca Gibble. A doomed ferry ride. Denny withdrew a short black gun, not much bigger than Matt's water pistol, and pointed it at Bonnie. Bonnie stared at the gun. She didn't know what kind it was, only that it was aimed at her heart. A small gun could be just as deadly as a large one. Fear crashed against her like ocean waves. Denny wouldn't get away with it. Bonnie was positive of that. As soon as Denny shot her, Matt would scream and run upstairs for help. And what would Denny do then? Shoot Matt, too? Chapter 1. Denny Thurman stuck the black wig on his head, pulling it snug above his ears. He put on the brown shirt with the fake UPS logo, buttoned it over his t-shirt, and tucked it into his brown pants. Last, he pressed a false mustache on his upper lip, pushing hard to make it stick. He smiled at himself in the mirror. His own mother wouldn't recognize him. The temporary rose tattoo on his left biceps showed below his sleeve, but the slight bulge of the handgun in his shoulder holster was barely noticeable under his shirt. Denny hurried downstairs to his car, feeling nearly excited as he did when he placed a bet. An hour later, he stopped the car in the alley behind his ex-wife's house and put on thin plastic gloves. He got out, but left the engine running, in case he needed to drive away quickly. He looked both ways, saw no one, and walked to the gate that connected the garage to the fence. He reached over the top of the gate, feeling for a latch. Good.